Okay, we're continuing in the Bavli, Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27, page Resh Pei Aleph. At the top, the topic of this chapter is called Lishma Ushalo Lishma. Lishma for the sake of heaven, Ushalo Lishma, and not for the sake of heaven. And the first subcategory is Hisbaninus Bechol Ratzon V'Ratzon, reflecting on each and every desire. So, as typical, the beginning of the chapter will be a little bit of a recapitulation of the last couple chapters. And then he'll move on in the next page to the new point, which is, it's a little bit hard to see what the new point is. So Hashem should help us that we should understand this. Nizbar beprakim kaidmi, what has been explained in the previous chapters, Sheba Adam Tmunim Shloisha Chalokim, that a person has embedded within himself three parts. The power inside of him, the greatest power inside of him, the deepest inside of him, is the power of Hashem. Ritzoni is Baruch, the will of our God. And in the words of our holy writings, this is called the point of the Shekhinah that dwells in the neshama of the person. That's the deepest and most powerful level. Hakocha Yosech Ritzoni, a power that is more outwardly external. It's the point of will, of the will of the eye of the person, Shehu Ritzoneinu Lasus Ritzoneinu, that our will is to do your will. The third power in the soul is the eye, that many times wants to, God forbid, do the opposite of the will of God. And that's called in the holy writings the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animalistic soul. It's also called the Sor Seor Shebeisa, the yeast in the dough. In everything that a person approaches in life, these three forces within the person have the desire either to do something or to not do something. And the truth of the matter is, when we, all of our service on working on our midos, and working on our character, is all bound up in the reflection of these powers. We have to be acutely aware of all these three forces that exist within ourselves. And to the degree that we reflect on them and work on them, to that degree, we will improve on our midos. I'm sorry? Krucha, karuch, bound, tied up. Right, for those who learn Gemara, krichos berishus harabim, the Mishnah says. Brian, what's krichos?
Bundles.
What? Bundles. Good. See? Bundles. Bundles, because you bind them up. So that's krichos. Okay. Kol mida, kol nekuda b'avodas Hashem, shonam bol atakna b'liyotze min haklal. Every attribute, every point of service to Hashem that a person wants to repair without exception. You first have to inspect what is moving you to do what is happening, or what's not moving you, what's not happening, etc., etc. So, mahena siba shecholos lania, what are the factors that could have a person cause them to move and do such a thing? Umahu margish begoli benefesh shiochol lania, so, and what does he feel in the revealed parts of his soul of what he's able to do in order to move this forward? Ludugma, for example, midas hakas, the attribute of anger. We'd like to stop being angry. So how do we do that? Well, I don't want to be angry anymore. That's not going to be enough. Kisha adam koes, when a person gets angry, avoda sohu lehisboinen lifnei hamaisa olachrov, the service of the person is to reflect, hopefully before you get angry, but if not then, at least after you get angry, you should reflect on what happened. And in the brackets he says, and in general, while you're angry, it's not going to work. Because since the anger is so strong, a person has no control, you're not able to focus and discern what's going on when you're in the state of anger. So it's either going to be before you get angry. You can anticipate situations where you will get angry. you are going to meet a person or a group of people that you know is very upsetting for you to be with them. You can know that your spouse is already 3 hours late and has not called. So you're already knowing that you're going to scream and yell at this person when they come in the door, so you might want to reflect on it before. So maybe to not do it, or after you screamed and yelled, you might want to reflect on that. And the questions that you ask are, Me'eza rotza nove hakas, from which desire, right, all behavior is motivated by a desire, which desire, which rotzon is from where the kas came from? Does Hashem want you to get angry? Is that doing the will of Hashem? Is that why you got angry or want to get angry? Is my outer I wanting to get angry? That part of me that wants to do the will of Hashem, is that the part of me that's getting angry at the person? Maybe only the outer eye, the superficial eye, the animalistic eye, is that the one that's getting angry? And that's how you have to focus on that. And then as you go through those same steps we've been going through with learning and davening and all these other things, and you sift it through and you say, well, it can't be that Hashem wants me to get angry, that's for sure not. And it can't be that I'm doing the will of Hashem because I'm getting angry. That for sure can't be. Now, a person might think he is. But a person says, well, no, you know, Hashem would want me to get angry at this person. You gotta go through that till you finally say that's not the way. And then if I say, you know what it is? It's just good old-fashioned arrogance. You know, what right did that person have to do that to me? That's my animal part of me speaking. So either before you get angry, you're going to say to yourself, you know, this is just the animal part of me, and I shouldn't get angry. Either you'll have the strength to not get angry, or you're going to not have the strength. Just like the person's going to eat the chocolate cake. At least before you get angry, know, okay, it's going to be the animal part of me that's getting angry now. I'm going to yell at my spouse and be like an animal. Okay, what can I do? I'm an animal. And speak it out. You know, first off, if you speak out that much, I doubt you're going to scream at that person because you're not going to actively be an animal. I mean, maybe chocolate cake more so. I don't know. It could be, depends on, you know, what you like more. Like to scream at yellow people or eat chocolate cake. Depends a lot. But, if you know beforehand that it's the animal that's screaming, you know, you might think twice. You might think twice. Or after the fact you screamed, you gotta say, well, what kind of response was that? Did I just do the will of Hashem or not the will of Hashem? Why was I doing it? Was the I, the animal I that did that? It's all, if you wanna break through mitos, that's the only way you're gonna do this, with this process of identifying the different feelings that are coming within the person. Next page, Shresh Pebes. Kemuvan, it's understood. Shahakol tzorech leheo sos padroga. Everything has to be done slowly. Avol nedabra al nekudas hakoleles shodom tzorech lishofel. But we are speaking about the overall points that a person has to yearn in order to reach it. Okay, so now, kishodom lokech is called prat memhalachayov. So now when a person deals with every detail in his life. Now we have dozens throughout the day. There's dozens of decisions that we make throughout the day. Torah, tefillah, maisim tovim, achila, divrashus. You're learning Torah, you're davening, you're doing good deeds, you're eating, you're doing mundane permitted things like going to work, buying a suit, picking up your child from carpool, like all these different things. Hako, bako, mikoko, every single thing during the day. If a person would spend the time, umevarer la'atzmo kol masu masa, if a person would clarify each activity, and you know, when you train, it doesn't take long, it doesn't take 45 minutes before each activity. It really doesn't. You know, a person calls you up, you know, the carpool just doesn't show up. Doesn't show up? Doesn't come. You got the kids bundled and ready. It's 7:30, freezing, ready to go. 7:30, 7:35, 7:40. Uh-oh. 7:45. Okay, now he's trying to call up. Hello, so-and-so. Is it not your turn today? Oh, I completely forgot about it. Can you do it? You know? So, you know, so if you're smart, before you pick up the phone, you say, okay, why am I picking up the phone? What did I try to accomplish with this call? What answers may I potentially get? You know, is my response going to be what Hashem wants me to respond, or the response going to be what my body wants to respond? I'm already getting a little bit upset. So I already see the animal is a little agitated. So, you know, you just discuss that before you make the call. It's not so much that it'll change the behavior in the beginning, but it'll make you very aware of why you're upset at that person, why you're yelling at that person. So that those are things that happen throughout the day. Throughout the day. Klomar, where am I now? Klomasa, Haim Hutov, Olo. You inspect every action. Is it good? Is it bad? Klomar. Mi rotza lasas myself. Who really wants to do this action? Which part of the me wants to do it? Mi rotza lachlan. Who wants to stop doing this action? Im hu osakach. If you keep doing this and you keep reflecting and analyzing the salad full of emotions that are within yourself and, you know, singling each one out within yourself, Nimtza reishis kol sha'odim chai ba'olam borer ma'od. The first thing you should know is that you're living in a very clear world. You very clearly understand that, you know, there were 20 circumstances today, and in 14 I was a behemoth. 14 I was a pure behemoth. In 6 of them, I wasn't a pure behemoth, and I even did what Hashem wanted, but it really was, you know, for ulterior motives. And I haven't done anything today that's because it was the will of God. So at least you're clear. You're clear where you're at. And if a person was really taking this seriously every day, they would, you know, go through each one of these things and throughout. And if you would keep doing this, you eventually would have to make changes in your life. If you see 20 times a day you're a behemoth, you know, you don't want to live that way. And you're gonna say, okay, how can this change? Right? But it has to, you have to live in a clear world. And that's the problem. We don't have this clarity. We just moving around from situation to situation with multiple feelings and emotions, just doing things, and we're not really understanding why and what's motivating certain behaviors throughout the day. But if you do this, then Borolo, it's clear to the person, what are the good things that brings him closer to Hashem? They come from the deeper will to do what Hashem wants us to do. And bring a person closer. And it's clear to him what are the things that aren't good. So the fact that I was very rough on the carpool person today, that was not a good thing. And you know it's going to happen at least 15 more times before the end of the school year. Right? So then you have to understand, you know, how are you going to deal with this? Koprat, each and every single detail. Vishash Adam Oved Lasakna, when you want to work on repairing it. Right? You really want to change these things. So Olav Lenateach Osobaber, you've got to dissect it with clarity. Hain Bishasa is bonus, whether it's in the beginning of the day when that's that time of overall reflection of what we do. Vehain Bisman HaPrati. And also if it's during the specific moments, when he approaches specific tasks or situations. And then your service to Hashem is divided up into many parts, as we've discussed. You see how this gets more complicated from the beginning of the book. The beginning of the book, it was just try to find a time of the day to express the fact you believe there's a creator. Way back, 6 months ago, whatever it was, right? And just spend time to think as a creator. And then think how the creator is right next to me. And think how the creator controls the world. And then think of how you're talking to God and speaking to Hashem and ideas of love and this and that. But now this is really getting much more complicated. It's not just a simple thing to say there is a creator. The creator is next to me. Right? Who made the car stop? Hashem made the car stop. Now you're getting into who you are. And that becomes a lot more complicated, a lot more painful. And you gotta, but again, if you're doing the other things, then this next step will be the most logical step. So anyway, so this happens in a process. Now for some reason, although yesterday he said there's 3 steps, he skips one of the steps now. He says, Hashalav HaRishon, the first step, Kamo Sharmarnu, as we said, Huaberu, this is the clarification. Ber HaDover Al-Kol Markivov, to clarify all the ingredients of what's going on over here. Mirotza, who wants this? Umilorosa, who doesn't want this? Lomarotza, why does he want? You know, which part of me wants? Why does this part of me not want? Velomalorosa, which part of me doesn't want it? Why don't I want it? Etc. So as we explained already. Hashalav Hasheni, now he skips the second part of the emuna, the belief that I do have such a rotzon. So, you know, I guess it's incorporated in the bigger first one of the clarification. Whatever, but he's skipping for whatever reason what he mentioned, the, I believe that there is an inner will for me to do a vow. I really believe, when a person gets angry, he says, well, which part of me got angry? So he analyzes the whole thing, and he says, well, it was the behemoth in me that got angry. But I believe with 100% that Munah Shalema, there's a part of me that would never want to be angry at this person. That's the emunah part. There really is a ratzon in me to do what Hashem wants. And no matter what, I would not get angry at that person. Hashem doesn't want it. And I have to believe that a mamish exists within me, that ability. Okay, now that I believe it, Hashalav Hasheni, the second step is, Lispal HaKadosh Baruch HaShiyizka Oso Lasus Rak Masim Ruim Vamitim. Then Yedavin to Hashem, Hashem, please make me merit that I should only do the things that are true. Things that aren't true, I should not do. And that's what you daven for. And you can daven 20 times a day now. You understand now why there's what to daven for a whole day. So Gemara says, really, halavai, we daven the whole day long. So you got angry. When was the last time when you got angry at somebody, you daven to Hashem, Hashem, please help me that I wouldn't get angry again. You know, I don't think we go that far. Maybe we say, you know, maybe I was wrong. But you have to daven to Hashem, you know. This is not going to be the last time I'm going to be in this situation. I need you to help me that I can realize what the real inner I is and that I should identify with it. And I'm only going to accomplish it if you help me identify with that. So there's lots to daven throughout the day. Plenty to daven. But now, so up to now, this has all been chazor. Okay, starting from the next paragraph, we get into the new territory. Hashalav HaShlishi, the third level, and this is very hard, I've read this a few times already, Vahu Kvar HaShalav HaGavo Yoser, this is the highest level, Hu Asiyas Kol Dover Lishma, is doing everything Lishma, doing everything for the sake of Hashem. Okay. Borer, it's clear. It is clear that the yearnings and the drives of each and every Jew should be to live only for the sake of Hashem. Zuha she'ifa, that's the yearning. And it's to that drive we are trying to penetrate and trying to get ourselves closer throughout this whole path that we're going on. But again, this service has to be done gradually. And not in the way of kvitzas aderech, jumping and contracting the road, trying to get from one place to another in just a couple seconds. You can't just go so fast. One day I wasn't lishma, and today I am lishma. You can't do that. Yesh lavor kodem kol es kolam halacha niskal. You got to go through the entire pathway that we've described and articulated. Kishodem over es shalav ha'isbonus or shalav atzfilah b'meshach tkuf arucha. When a person passes through this level of reflection and this level of prayer for long periods of time, havodah shalol la'achar mekein, that what's the service after that is eventually litzaref b'chol maaseh halishma v'sal shalol lishma yachtov. Is to add on to that in every action the aspect of the lishma, doing it for the sake of Hashem, and the aspect of the shalom lishma, the not the ulterior motive part of the person together. Lanasos la'avod rak lishma both immediately, and don't try to say I'm immediately going to do everything lishma my whole life. Okay, you got to do everything for the sake of heaven. Boom, I'm there. It's not going to work that way. You got to work it through the same way. All right, and now what the balance of this chapter is going to do is to talk about how do we develop this idea of doing things lishma for the sake of Hashem. So that's the next subcategory. Chizuk Nikudas Halishma. Strengthening that point of the Shema. Yes, Rafal?
I'm a little confused.
Okay, that's fine.
The
now he has to explain it now. But.
Okay, but it sounds like this is a transitional thing. Like, but he says the highest level is to do a combination of Lishma and Lolishma?
No. The highest level is to do things Lishma, finished. But we're not going to be able to get there tomorrow. So we got to now move from understanding that I'm doing things shalol lishma, and then I'm going to do things partially lishma and partially shalol lishma, and that's going to be good and fine for the transitional period. And finally, I'm going to get to the point of only lishma. That's the goal is only lishma. Each and every activity throughout the day is only lishma.
So
But you're not going to get there now that you know you should be Lishma, so you're going to say, okay, from now on I'm only Lishma. He says, that ain't going to be. It just isn't going to be. So now we have to figure what's going to be the transition from the Shalo Lishma to the Lishma. That's what we're trying to reach. Now, what the problem we'll see is it seems to dovetail the steps that we're involved with in the clarification and everything else. So we will see. But, right again. So far, let's get the steps clear. You got the clarification is just saying what part of me is really doing what. That's step one. What part of me is really doing what? Then I have to believe I have a good part of me that really wants to do good, and then I daven for that to happen. But so far, nothing's happened. So now we got to get things to happen. Things have to be done lishma. That's the fourth and final step. So and he'll explain what lishma I'm doing because Hashem wants to do it. Now, how do I know that's happening? So nitin kamed gmos. We're going to give a number of examples, kedei lahamchish, to make it, we can feel what's going on over here. But it's really one point. Everything that you do, hu lo yotze mimatzev shel shelo lishma v'over miyad lishma. Don't expect, now that we're learning this, that in every single thing that you're going to do now, you are not going to move from the station of shelo lishma immediately to the lishma. No. Hu yotze mimatzev shel shelo lishma lematzev shel shelo lishma ulishma me'urav yachad. We're going to move from the shelo lishma and hopefully to the next step, the in-between step of being a combination of shelo lishma and lishma together at the same time. Lidugma, let's explain. But that's what's going to happen. Don't try to go, okay, I'm not lishma, I'm going to be lishma. No, you're going to have to be in this middle stage for many years of lishma and shlo lishma together. Ludugma, adam misyashev luma, a person begins to sit and learn. Humas, so what we should be doing, okay, I'm trying to do this. Again, it's a good thing on the car ride. Once you're past the idea of, knowing that Hashem makes the car go and it's not, it's all thanks to Hashem and all that. It's nice to think, okay, now I'm going to learn. So why do I want to learn all those things? I want to learn, because Hashem wants me to learn. No, I want to learn for other ulterior motives, whatever it is. So you go through that. So humaskul levar la'atzum hechan aver ratzon lilmud. So he wants to clarify, where is this desire from learning coming from? Okay. Mitzad ha'ratzon apnimi, in terms of the internal desire that could even be the subconscious. Certainly Hashem wants you to learn. That's for sure. Vishitsuras halimutiyo mushlemes al pi kol gidra halach. And the way you learn should be totally complete and conforming as halacha says you should learn. It's interesting he throws that little line in there. It's not, learning, there's a way to learn, there's a way not to learn. There really is there's a way to learn. What do you mean? Just read the book and learn. No, it's just there's ways up the halacha a person has to learn. Right? You don't eat when you learn. A lot of us aren't on that level yet. But that you don't eat when you learn. When you learn, you'll learn. When you learn, you're focused on. I'm not talking about a coffee, you're half asleep, everybody's dead. You can't even think. You can't even think. But one day I don't need the coffee. Baruch Hashem, right? One day, you should daven the Hashem, you shouldn't need a coffee. You could at least daven. I shouldn't need the coffee. My burning desire to learn Torah should be so strong. Pardon the parody here. I don't know if you'll have to take coffee before they have intimacy. I don't have the kayach to do it, you know. Let me take a coffee. You know, you want to do it, you know, all of a sudden you got kayach. I'm like, what? Right? So if you felt like learning as much as you felt like other things, you wouldn't need it. But, you know, that's just the way it is. That's the way it is, you know. But there are ways to learn. There's ways to learn. There's how halacha teaches. There's ways, you know, to respect the Rebbe, how you ask the Rebbe the question. And there's all kinds of, there's the Rambam has Hilchos Talmud Torah. There's laws of Talmud Torah, the way a person should really be learning. You know, when you're learning, you know, you don't have the cell phone on and you don't anticipate, I might miss something important. You put it, it's off and you're totally focused for that period of time that you're doing it, right? So there's all kinds of halachas of learning, right? And that certainly is the will of Hashem. There's no question about that. And you clarify that that's how Hashem would want me to learn. And the halacha says, and if I learn something that's new to me, that means I'm learning it with the intention of keeping it and following it. Not just that's an interesting piece of information. When I'm learning, I'm not going to learn in a way, when I'm learning with my chavrusa, I won't insult him and batter him to the point to capitulate to my understanding of the Gemara. But rather, I'll let him say his thing first. I'll hear what he has to say. I'll chew over what he has to say. Then I'll offer my opinion. There's all kinds of hilchos learning, right? And that certainly is the way Hashem wants it to happen. That's one ratzon. Then there's haratzon shel haniyah pnimi. Then there's the eye, the inner eye, who ritzoneinu la'asos shenacha. And I really want to do what Hashem really wants me to do. Klomer gam ani rotzon la'asos ritzoncha l'sheves l'mod. I want to do what you want. I want to sit and learn. And the way it should be learned. Ulai in any market shows, maybe I don't feel this. Achkachu ratzon ani, but that's the inner eye, it's desire. Vila ratzon achitzoni. Now the outer eye. Yeah, so the two inners, like there's nothing to discuss, that's clear. But the outer one, that's one we're more cognizant of, that's all mixed up. Rights of a loy rights, a wanting and doesn't want. Loy rights of mitzado atzus. Not wanting because of laziness, uchadoimer, or other reasons. I'm busy, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. Sometimes you're just not lazy, you just don't have the time, you have misplaced priorities. Avamirich is on the other hand, who wrote a little mode, he wants to learn. Why? Mishum shechav it's for covet, he wants honor. You know, there is a certain covet that you know, I know more than you know, right? So, I'm firmer than you. And that's, you know, or I want to be able to learn so when my kid comes home from school, I don't look like an idiot in front of him. So is it really because you want your kid to be a scholar or because you don't want to look like an idiot? I want my kid to respect me and he'll respect me if I know the Gemara and can help him with the Gemara. And if he doesn't and if I don't know it, he won't respect me and I think my kid's respect for me is important for me. These are all not good reasons to want to learn Gemara. Right? I mean, these are the carrots we have to put in front of people because otherwise they wouldn't learn Gemara at all. So, you know, so we say, yeah, it's a good thing to learn Gemara. You better learn with your kid. But that's not the reason you should learn Gemara. You want to learn Gemara. Why? Because you want to do the will of Hashem, and that is the tikkun that's necessary to get you to get closer to Hashem. You're learning Gemara. Why? To flush out your brain, to get closer to Hashem. That's why you're supposed to learn Gemara. Not everybody feels that way. Right? And you could see as the learning goes, or doesn't go, where these reasons, so, you know, my kid isn't gonna be in school for the next 2 weeks, so I don't have to learn either for the next 2 weeks. You know, all of a sudden it's not so pressing. What do you mean? You were learning for 6 weeks in a row. I know, but he's on vacation now, so I won't have to, you know, I'm a little ahead, so I don't have to learn anymore. Like, or learn a page more than what your kid's gonna learn. No, I don't need to do that. Or umipachad ma'on she'aguf, or you're afraid I'm going to punish you. There's all kinds of reasons. So at the end of the day, after all the calculations, at the end of the day, now, after that 3 to 4 minute thinking as you're driving in the car every morning, you're going to learn. He sits next to Gemara, now umaskalomot, and he begins to learn. So now we want to know right now when you're learning. Why right now, not before analyzing why you wanted to learn? Why did you want to learn? before I opened the Gemara, there was one exercise. Why do you want to learn right now? Why are you going to do it? You're not doing it, but why are you going? You've decided to learn. What was the basis of the decision? But now you are next to the Gemara, and you've opened up the Gemara. So why am I right now sitting and learning? Im hu oved shelo lishma, am I learning not for the sake of God? Hare ulomid machmas kavod, machmas gaiva, or machmas pachmanu shel bitul Torah. Are you learning because of the honor, because of the arrogance, because of the fear of the punishment for not learning Torah? Nim tishol kala maisim shelo lishma. It comes out everything I'm doing is shelo lishma. I say I'm about hini mukhan muzuman lilmud gemara shelo lishma. I'm preparing myself right now to learn Torah, not for the sake of heaven. At least know, you know, I'm learning Torah not for the sake of heaven.
But shouldn't you say at the same time?
We're not finished. We didn't come to the end of the paragraph. We haven't come to your tefillah yet. We're analyzing now. We're just analyzing now, right?
So let me
do a little more, and then I'll answer. Let me just finish the example. Mahi evo hatsura mitisham shagal yeshlomo. So now what is, so I skipped a paragraph. I'm sorry. But that, again, so it comes that he's really learning shelo lishma. Uba MS, and the truth is, avodas adam hilul mishma. Really, you're supposed to learn lishma. Lilmad rak amanas lasas nachas ruach lebaris brach. Really, you're supposed to open the Gemara and say, I'm learning just to make Hashem happy. Without any desire for arrogance, honor, to be freed from Gehenim, or to go to Gan Eden, none of that. Just because this is going to make Hashem happy. And I want to make Hashem happy. And this is very hard. Very hard. So now the question is, so now what is the honest way that a person should approach the Gemara? Now, we'll look at the next page. So now, la'ach shivar la'atzos kol ritzonos, after the person clarifies for himself all the different wills that are in his brain while he's driving in the car. Why am I sitting to learn? Yispala kadosh baruch hu shi'or lo es haratzon amiti la'asos masim lishma bo'ofen gamur. Person should daven to Hashem, that Hashem should illuminate inside of him a true desire to do things for the sake of Hashem completely. Right? So I guess a little different tefillah than the tefillah we had before. The tefillah we had before was to daven to Hashem that I should merit to do the right things. To do the right. The first round is, okay, do I want to learn Gemara? Do I not want to learn Gemara? Yes, no. Maybe I don't want to learn Gemara. Hey, daven to Hashem, please make it that one day I should like to learn Gemara. Am I going to eat the chocolate cake? Not the chocolate cake. No, make it that I should not eat the chocolate cake. Fine. So you're going to get to the state where, you know what, you're going to start learning Gemara. But that's not good enough. You're not, why? Now you got to get deeper. So why am I learning Gemara? Well, I'm really learning it because of the wrong reasons. So now we need a deeper tefillah. And you say to Hashem like this. I know in the deepest part of me, I want to learn Torah just to give you pleasure. But my outer desire, I want to learn for all the non-proper reasons. But Hashem, ani margish ktsas ktsas, kayim bi gam ratzon lilmud lishma. But I feel that a little bit, I want to learn for your sake. Kama, how much? Ulai achuz achod, maybe 1%. Ulai pachas, maybe less than 1%. Ulai yosra, maybe a little bit more. Uvechein Rabbi Shalom, therefore Hashem, ani nigash lumod gam kedei lasas achod nachas ruach, I am approaching you to learn to give you some pleasure. Maybe 1% pleasure. Maybe there's 1% of me. Even after all is said and done, you really do want Hashem to be happy with you too, right? But that enough wouldn't have got you into the base medrash today. That 1% was not going to be strong enough to overcome your tiredness. But you know that your kid's going to learn with you tonight. And if you're not going to know the Gemara, you're going to be embarrassed. That's 99% of the reason why you got up and you overcame your atzlus, and now you're in the base medrash and learning. So Hashem, I am approaching the learning to a very small percentage for the right reason. And also to fulfill my personal needs. Azorli, help me. That the point of lishma should get stronger. And the point of shalol lishma should continue to get weaker. Vekach laat laat, and slowly, slowly, b'meshach hazman, as time passes, hu melabe ba'atzmas harasna p'nimi l'umarot v'lishma. He melabe, he fans, like you fan a flame. He fans in himself the inner desire to learn more and more. Lishma kol pamad, a little bit more. Lo v'his slav was gadol, not with great excitement, ela b'sheket p'nimi, but with an inner quiet. V'hadraga v'yitzivus, slowly, by piece, by step by step, and with stability. He brings himself a little bit more to lishma. And he removes a little bit from time to time from the desires that are not lishma. It all comes out of a prayer that Hashem should help you to progress in pure yearnings. So, Dugmachos, that's one example. Okay, Rafal, questions? Or whoever, questions? that works a lot of times.
How do we reconcile the concepts of, and I'm being very basic here, our general purpose in life is to get closer to Hashem. There's levels of pleasure. The highest level of pleasure is to be close to Hashem. The third idea is Hashem doesn't need us to make him. He doesn't need
right,
to be
right,
happy.
Right, 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 right.
How do we reconcile all that with this concept of Lishma? Because it all really seems to boil back down to being a benefit to us as opposed to purely Lishma.
Okay, so that's a good question. That's a fair question. So at the end of the day, isn't everything we do Shalol Lishma?
Yes.
So the answer is Shalol Lishma is when I decide why I want to do it, right? Lishma means I haven't decided why I want to do it. If I'm learning just because Hashem wants me to learn, and it'll manifest itself in times where really I would want it differently, right? So even though you know that, well, the greatest pleasure to get close to Hashem, but you don't feel it. You don't even believe it right now, but you're doing the things that Hashem says you do it. There's not a lot of shalol lishma there because you're giving up a lot of other things you'd rather have. So, you know, shalol lishma is when you can feel and touch why it's my own, you know, thing and not with Hashem at all. You know, I'm doing this so that people should honor me. Right? That's mine. It's mine. It's nothing to do with Hashem. And as a matter of fact, I may not even be thinking too much of Hashem. The lishma is that Hashem wants me to think of him, be close to him. I'm doing it for Hashem. And, you know, if at the end of the day you really like doing that, you know, then that's your reward. That's your reward. It came after years and years and years of doing what you didn't want to do.
So there doesn't have to be a conflict between it being lishma and you enjoying it.
That's right. That's right. That's the famous question. That's very important. You said that. There's no conflict between you enjoying it and it still being lishma. That's the famous question the Igle Tal, in his introduction to his book on Shabbos, he says the famous question that is asked is, you know, there's a whole idea of when you learn, it should be with simcha. You really should enjoy your learning. I mean, you should be happy with your learning. Right? So the question is, wait a minute, but if you're happy with your learning, doesn't that take away from the lishma? How can you make this like heaven? So the answer is, the only way you can learn properly is by enjoying it. If you don't enjoy learning, you're not learning. You understand? That, you know, learning means all the mental things you do, concentration, focus, listening, paying attention, this and that. And then the last most important part is that it gets into your brain and it becomes part of your consciousness. You know, you can read a lot of material and you forget it all. What does learning mean? You learn, you know, for example, you're learning Hilchos Brachos. For those who are learning Hilchos Brachos, it's crazy you go nuts. It's so complicated. It's so complicated. You can't do it. The more you learn, the more paralyzed you are. If you really know what's going on, you know, I don't know, was I thinking about the water when I was eating the tuna? I walked out of the room. Do I have to make another bracha? I get this. You go crazy. And, you know, but there are answers. And there's always lots of different opinions. We had a whole discussion 2 days ago on the bracha on hearts of palm. And we're still not sure what to do. And, you know, everyone thought it was real easy. What do you mean? I'll make a bar priya dhamma. And that's it. You know, first of all, most people don't even know what hearts of palm are. They don't even know what it is. Like, where does it come from? Like, what is it? How come the Gemara says you make a shahakal on it? And rabbis now are telling me to make a bar priya etz on it. And like, what am I supposed to do? Right? So, you know, it can go nuts. So, and at the end of the day, you come to an answer and then you forget it. And then how come 3 weeks later you don't remember the bracha anymore? You know why? Because you weren't enjoying yourself. You weren't besimcha. Simcha is the ingredient that without this, when you're besimcha, you're so focused. You know, how come guys know every Super Bowl champion for the last 45 years? Yeah, it's a big thing to remember. Remember that the Green Bay Packers won the first Super Bowl over the Kansas City Chiefs. To remember that, you have to mamish. So when I watched it 45 years ago, because it really was important to me, I loved watching it. I'll never forget who won the first Super Bowl. I'm doubting Hashem should help me forget, but he's not listening to me.
You're forgetting.
You know, like your mamish, remember Bart Starr and everything. I tell you the date, the time of month. I know everything that went around that situation. Because I really loved it. I'll never forget it. Well, that's the way you gotta learn. You gotta learn by loving it, and then you'll never forget it. And he says, Adarabba, that is how to do the mitzvah. Without enjoying it, you're not learning. And then you're not doing what Hashem wants. So enjoying it is part of that. Now, you know what? It didn't happen the first day. You had to really suffer for long periods of time till you got to that state. So the enjoyment at the end is the reward for all the effort that you make. Okay? That's a very important point. Good question.